We're All Black Era.
And you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
Love. This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC. Me.
Hold back the river and part the sea, because I'm no change.
Hey everyone, welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul, funk to jazz, and even a touch of hip hop. Spanning decades, but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. How is everyone doing on this fine week? I've got a really fun theme for today's episode. We are going to be diving into my favorite musical genre. That is, of course, some soul music, but not just any soul. We've got classic soul today. And actually, the whole episode is inspired by one of the most important music festivals you probably never even heard of. And it happened in the summer of 1969. And no, it is not Woodstock, but the Harlem Cultural Festival. So this took place in Harlem, New York, and brought together around 300,000 people for free concerts and celebrating Black music, their culture, and community. So it's actually often referred to as Black Woodstock, but honestly, I think it deserves to be remembered for what it is. It's not just compared to another festival, but it is some of the biggest names in soul, funk, jazz, and gospel even that performed there. So we are going to hear from quite a little bit of those throughout today's show. I'm really excited for this today's episode. I actually was inspired by it because I looked into the documentary called The Summer of Soul, which is about this festival. So if you're interested in this some more, check it out. It is a great documentary, and it's just a wonderful festival, and so many talented artists are highlighted in this, and I don't think it's talked about enough. So I'm excited to kind of showcase this on my show today. Yeah, but to kick things off, we are going to start with one of the festival's most unforgettable acts, Sly and the Family Stone. So they performed back in 1969, and they actually performed couple of songs, but today I'm going to play If You Want Me to Stay. So it actually came out a few years after the festival in 1973 on the album Fresh. So Sly Stone wrote it at a time when the band was starting to kind of come apart. There was definitely some growing tensions and constant rumors that he was about to leave the group. So the lyrics sound almost like he's talking directly to the people around him and saying, if you want me to stay, I'll be around today. And of course, you can't talk about this song without mentioning that bass line. Sly played it himself, and it's gone to become one of the most iconic grooves in funk history. It's smooth, and it's so laid back. I love it so much. So starting off today very strong with some Sly and the Family Stone, If You Want Me to Stay.
Number
you shake me again. I hope that you haven't been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
And that was Sly and the Family Stone with If You Want Me to Stay. And keeping those grooves going, I've got one that I absolutely love. This is Summer in the City by Quincy Jones. I actually discovered this song through the Loving Spoonful's original version, but over time, I've really come to appreciate and love Quincy's take on it just as much. But yeah, most people know Quincy Jones as the producer behind Michael Jackson and so many other beloved artists, but he had already built a pretty big reputation as one of the greatest arrangers and composers of music. So his version of Summer in the City came out back in 1969 on the album Walking in Space, but instead of kind of simply covering the song, he completely reimagined it and adding those bold brass and kind of jazz funk and this whole new energy to the song. And it definitely paid off too, because the arrangement actually won a Grammy and is definitely still considered one of Quincy's finest instrumental recordings. And I love it so much, and I think it is a perfect song for today's episode. And just getting that groove, right? So here is Summer in the City by Quincy Jones.
Tonight. Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC. Listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
That was I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Next up is Harlem by Bill Withers. And now, Bill Withers didn't actually perform at the Harlem Cultural Festival, but I still wanted to include this one because it feels like the perfect tribute to Harlem itself and just the incredible and significant impact the neighborhood has had on soul music, jazz, and just black culture. Harlem opens Bill Withers' debut album, Just As I Am, released in 1971. And what's always amazed me is that before becoming a musician, Bill worked on assembling aircraft parts, and even after singing his first record deal, he kept his day job, believe it or not, because he wasn't sure if music was going to work out. Can you believe that? Bill Withers didn't know if music was going to work out, but I'm so happy it did for him. But yeah, this song paints a picture of everyday life in Harlem, and it's really showcasing that the neighborhood is truly just more than a neighborhood, right? It's about people and the community there, and like so many of Bill Withers' songs, it's truly simple, but so beautiful. So here is Harlem by Bill Withers.
Summer night in Harlem, man, it's a really hot to sleep, I'm too cold to eat, I don't care if I die or not. Went tonight in Harlem, oh, old radiator won't get hot. Well, the mean old landlord, he don't care if I freeze to death or not. Wants a donation, send a preacher to the Holy Land. Hey, hey, Lord, honey, don't give your money to that lying, cheating man. Saturday night in Harlem, hey, hey, everything's all right. You can really swing and shake your pretty thing apart, there's an outside.
That was The Fifth Dimensioned, yet another group that performed at the Harlem Cultural Festival. And I have to admit, though, every time I hear that song, I immediately think of Gilmore Girls and Richard and Emily's Wedding. If you know, you know. But next up on the soul train, we've got a little Canadian soul now with Melinda by Bobby Taylor in the Vancouvers. So Bobby Taylor is actually one of the artists who deserves way more recognition than he does, because not only was he an incredible singer, but he also played a huge role in music history. He is credited with discovering the Jackson 5, yes, the Jackson 5, and introducing them to Motown, and where he went on to help them produce their very first album. So I'm going to be playing a little Bobby Taylor today. So yeah, Melinda was released in 1968. And it's a classic Motown song, and with Bobby's powerhouse vocal front and center. And here's actually another fun fact about this band, if you wouldn't believe it, there's more, but the guitarist Tommy Chung, Tommy Chung the comedian, is a part of this band as well. So there's lots of rich musical history coming through this band. But yeah, here is Melinda by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Spring's back in town. I can look in your eyes and say, I love you. We had it rough, but the quarrels we had are over now. 'Cause we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, I believe.
as I do see and breathe, cause we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, it is true, it is true. The sun that is shining again on our horizon. Storms were so bad, but they're all over now. They've cleared the air, cause we hit the nail right on the head. Hit the nail right on the head, I believe, as I can see and breathe, cause we hit the nail right on the head. Hit the nail right on the head, it is true, it is true.
Don't always come true.
Oh no.
That was Midnight Train to Georgia by Salome Bay, and she's actually often referred to as Canada's First Lady of Blues, which I totally agree with, because if you didn't hear that song, what a beautiful song and what a voice she has. But yeah, next up, we've got one of the greatest voices to ever come out of Motown, in my opinion. That is, of course, David Ruffin with I Miss You. And yes, most people know David as the lead singer of the band The Temptations, with his leading voice on songs like My Girl and Ain't Too Proud to Beg. But after leaving the group, I think he went on to have quite a strong solo career, and this is quite possibly one of his best solo songs. But it was released in 1973, and I Miss You was written by legendary songwriting duo Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. So it was actually recorded by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but David absolutely makes it his own. And actually, a cool little fact about that song is that fellow former Temptation singer Eddie Kendricks, he actually sings backing vocals on the track. So it's kind of like a reunion on the song, which I really like about that. But yeah, it's a beautiful song, and it's a perfect example of some Motown grooves and some beautiful soul. So here is I Miss You with David Ruffin.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. Place on the burner and bring to a boil. That's it right there. Now beat well.
Hey! summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy is rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. You're gonna hide your way home, take to the sky. Nothing will harm you. With daddy and mammy, they'll be standing by.
Wow, that was truly, truly such a beautiful and impactful song. That was Mahalia with one of the headliners of the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival and a performance that ended up being one of the most memorable moments of the entire summer. And she actually wasn't feeling well that day, so Mavis Staples started her own set. But after some encouragement from Jesse Jackson, Mahalia came out and joined her for a powerful performance of Take My Hand, Precious Lord, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s favorite song. So it happened just over a year after his assassination, and you can still feel the emotion every time you watch it. So go definitely check that out on YouTube. It is such a powerful moment of this whole festival, and definitely so memorable. But now we are down to my last song of the night, and it's this week's hidden gem. So I honestly think this is one of the most important hidden gems I've ever played, not just because it's an incredible song, but because of what it represents. I'm ending today's Harlem Cultural Festival tribute with Nina Simone and The Revolution. And if there is one artist who perfectly captures the spirit of that festival, it was Nina. She closed the festival back in 1969 with a performance that was as much a call to action as it was a concert. So by this point, Nina Simone had become one of the most powerful voices of the civil rights movement, and she wasn't afraid to challenge people, and her music spoke about the injustices and hope and need for change. So her appearance at this festival has gone down as one of the most defining moments of the event. And thanks to the documentary Summer of Soul, a whole new generation has been able to experience it, like myself. So I know I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, but truly check this documentary out. It is an incredible watch, and it's beautiful music to listen to, and you just learn so much history. It's truly amazing. But yeah, before I leave you for the night, thank you so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny and our Soul Hour here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'll be back next week at 8 p.m. with more great music, but for now, here's The Revolution by Nina Simone.
Of all the evil that will happen.